Ladies and gentlemen, you clicked on the right YouTube video today. You clicked on the right podcast today. However you clicked on this, you did a good job. And you're not going to regret it. And I'll tell you why. Two reasons you're not going to regret it. Reason number one, Willie Doo brought the absolute charbroiled fire today. He was like, he came over to me, he said, "You sit in that chair right there because I got everything." I said, "How can you have everything? Internet's a big place. You can't have everything." He said, "Why don't you sit in that chair and find out?"
Yeah, there was a buildup.
And he kicked me in the arm.
Yeah.
Which isn't easy because it's higher than you think.
I kicked you? I don't remember that.
See, that's the problem. You don't remember when this violence takes place. Reason number one, Willie Doo brought nothing but flames as far as the topics and stories and things go and his own energy level. Reason number two is because sitting over there is a man who has been known around the channel. It's a man who has quite a history on the Unbox Therapy channel. It's a man who, a mysterious man, who some may have wondered what happened to him. Well, wonder no longer. This is Ryan. And he's one of the most requested.
I don't know about that.
Most dynamic. Most uncomparable guest that we could ever have on this show.
Wow. That's
I agree.
Really kind of you to introduce me like that. I'm just happy to be here. Thanks for having me. It's been a long time. Well, I was kind of, I made a brief appearance the other day. We did a little thing here, but that was it. I haven't been on in a long time.
What happened?
I don't know. And the funny thing is like, I probably had a lot of like thoughts about, you know, what I'd want to talk about if I ever did come on Lou later again.
Right.
And I forgot everything.
We just started. You already forgot everything. He just started rolling.
You said Will's got all the fire, so I don't need anything. I'm just here to have a good time.
Just sit back, relax.
It's comfy here. The couch is good. Got my mic in the right spot.
It's true. Yeah, Willie Doo, he's gonna take care of you today.
Don't put that. Why was that stopped right there?
I mean, people don't know, Ryan. Like, look, this. I want you to focus.
What's this plan?
Ryan, I don't want you to focus on the 2.5 million views.
Oh, my goodness.
What I want you to focus on is the 180,000 thumbs up that you received over here.
Yeah.
You understand
good
this?
Good times.
Like, you got to tell these people that you appreciate the love.
Oh, 100%. I do appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for all the love. It was fun.
This video here is not going to have 180,000 thumbs up. I hate to break it to
That's
you.
Okay.
But it might have 18 thumbs up.
It might have
180 thumbs up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't have high expectations. And if that way, I'm always satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep the expectations
low. First,
yeah.
Then you're good.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, I guess.
Might have 18,000 thumbs up.
Who knows?
Let's target it. You hear that? We're looking for 18,000 thumbs up.
I'll add one in there.
Or else you'll never see Ryan again.
No, I'd come back. He's got what's his picture? See, if someone's listening on the podcast, they don't know what we're looking at, unfortunately.
Yeah, go ahead. Let them know.
I mean, you don't need to know.
Ryan did a video. This was legit. I was sick one day. Ryan was in town, and he decided to put this mask on. It's like a facial, like, moisturizing type of mask. And this is the image that we're looking at right now when he had done that. You can go look it up for yourself. The title of the video is Lou is Sick. And you became a legend ever since.
I don't know if I go that far. But, yeah, I did put the mask on. It was part of the deal. If you watch the video, I guess you would know. You'll understand where I'm coming from. It just happened.
All right. So, listen, enough about the history here. We know that you've been everywhere. We know you conquered everything. We know you climbed Mount Everest. But here's the thing. Now that we have you here, we have critical stuff that we need to get to the bottom of. There's been many things happening in the tech world, and you're the guy, as far as that's concerned, to break it down for us. So we're super happy to have you. Let's kick it off with this first headline here. Apple iPhone 13 Pro Max already seeing shipping date slips. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ryan.
So they're over-promising and under-delivering? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. What I'm telling you is the pre-orders, typically, if it's hot, if things are hot...
there's not as many.
Then all you see is like, okay, if I order now, I'm not going to get it on launch day. Now it's going to be backed up a week.
Okay.
Now it's going to be backed up 2 weeks or whatever. And then increasingly the backup would occur as more orders come through. And of course, just supply chain stuff. They're on boats. They got to get the warehouses and all this.
So it's when go. Can you go back to the headline, Will?
Title?
Yes. Pro Max already seen shipping date slips. Yeah, I'm saying that they were promising one thing, and now it's like a lot of things in life. They're going back on their promise.
No. Not slipping for the people who have already ordered. For if you want to order now.
Okay.
So the people who already ordered are still having... They're going to expect to receive it on the 24th.
So they're resetting the expectation now.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
However, delivery of the iPhone 13 Pro Max is now listed as being between October 6th and October 11th. And some colors of the 1 terabyte model are even beyond that. So you can get a sense for... Well, two things. You can try to look into this. Supply... So certain models, maybe they had a more limited supply of, like the 1 terabyte Pro Max, let's say, or demand was more than they expected for certain models, maybe the Pro Max model, which is kind of interesting considering that's the $1,500, $1,600 model. So it could be one or the other, or, you know, on top of that, maybe they always plan to make less of it because there's a...
The chip shortage.
Yeah, because they had other limiting factors. It's hard to know, but the point being, as far as this news story goes, is that if you're interested in buying an iPhone, depending on which model you're looking for, you may be waiting a little longer now.
Gotcha.
Because everybody piled in and got those initial orders.
Fair enough. Hey, you're late to the game. I mean, that's on you. I guess should have been there when they started, you know, the pre-orders. I guess. I don't know. Like, I mean, if you wanted it that bad, I'm pretty sure you could wait a couple extra weeks now if you weren't that into it. That's my take.
What if you just woke up late?
Well, the pre-orders have been on for a while, haven't they?
No, just open up this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's this morning.
Yeah, that's what we were doing this morning, remember?
The floodgates.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sucks, I guess.
I mean, if you just slept in, you might have missed the
model
you wanted. Yeah,
I've slept in. I've done it a few times. And
did you sleep in today?
No. I've been on a good schedule since I got here, which is not typical because of the time change. Oh, it's only a couple hours, but... anyway, about this, I think that's quite normal, actually. It doesn't really bother me.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a couple weeks, not even, like, delay?
Right now, you're into October, as far as October 11th, but presumably the orders keep coming in because people don't mind October 11th, and then maybe it goes to October 20th.
Yeah, it's going to keep going, probably.
It's possible. It's all, you know, supply and demand stuff.
The part that interests me is the secondary market then at this point, because isn't that how this always works? Like, I remember with the AirPods Max, like, they were going for
You're talking about a premium.
Yeah.
Yeah, PlayStation 5.
Yeah, that's another big one, right?
Yep, absolutely. In this case, Apple has been pretty good in the past at supply chain in general. When they say, oh, it's slipping to this point, it's still really happening at that point, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, Tesla.
Right.
Or, well, even Sony for that matter. They couldn't catch up to demand, whereas in the past, Apple pretty quickly tends to catch up to demand. Now, Will's right. As far as the chip shortage is concerned, maybe this year is going to be a little bit different. But when it comes to supply chain mastery, you have Apple and then you have everyone else. Like they make deals and contracts so far in advance, and they hold all the vendors are so gripped by the importance of maintaining that relationship with Apple, since they are such a huge customer that I think they're going to be okay. But that's just, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it all unfolds, I guess, over the next few days.
Absolutely. Oh, here's one that we were talking about today. 4K ProRes video, which was a thing that they talked about during the event. This is a pro video format that we use frequently in the studio. I've been using for ages. I used to buy special external recorders for the cameras I would shoot on so that I could have my video in ProRes. Because once upon a time, editing 4K video, computers just didn't like it all that much. It could lag, you could have performance issues, particularly if you had some exotic format for that video file. ProRes, on the other hand, was super smooth to edit with and had more flexibility, still has more flexibility when it comes to color correction and just making modifications after the fact. But there's bigger file sizes to go with it. Anyway, so Apple does the announcement that you're going to be able to get ProRes format recording inside of the Pro models of the next iPhone. However, one thing they didn't mention is that in order to use this feature, you cannot purchase the base model iPhone 13 Pro or iPhone 13 Pro Max. You have to step up to a minimum of the 256 storage. Now, it kind of makes sense. This doesn't seem like one of those things where they're really just trying to get more money out of you. Well, I mean, they don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like Apple will, they'll come to your door and collect your money, as most companies will.
Yeah.
It's kind of what being a company's about. However, having used ProRes in the past, I think there's a far more practical reason for this. The file sizes are enormous.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to be able to record for very long, 128. You got your whole system there. You got whatever else you're storing on your phone. And then what's left over for ProRes, probably not enough to be meaningful. So they just figured out, like, okay, I'm going to cut it off at 256. Now, there's probably some other ProRes formats that could be a little bit more efficient, like 422LT. Like, I've recorded all this stuff, so I don't know exactly how it's going to be implemented here. But it would make sense if you imagine yourself recording a lot of ProRes video that you wouldn't want a 128 anyway because of file sizes.
They don't mention it here on the site.
I know. That's the only thing.
Or at least on the buying options here.
You might hope that it was a little more transparent on that front, but...
But you probably want even more storage. Like, you probably go to the... If you're into that kind of thing, you're probably going to the 512 or the 1 terabyte.
Yeah, if you really imagine yourself producing an enormous number of ProRes files or shooting in that frequently, then yeah. Not a huge deal in that front. I think the only reason it's become an article is just because of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And like, hey, you didn't say it in the event, or you didn't say it on the website when you're about to order it. So presumably if somebody were to want to utilize that feature but not really do the math, go ahead and make the order. iPhone 13 Pro and 13 Pro Max support ProRes video recording in the camera app at 1080p 30fps with 128 and up to 4K. Ah, so you can shoot 1080p ProRes, which no one would want to do that in 2021. But if you want to shoot 4K ProRes, then you need 256, 512, and 1 terabyte options. So this is obviously listed somewhere on their site, but I guess some people want it represented just a little bit more prominently.
Like, you're right, though. If they advertise that you can now shoot 4K on your iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max, then, you know, a guy like me goes and orders the 128, and then all of a sudden I'm hanging out, and I'm like, oh,
you want to show off your feature to your pals?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, look, I'm shooting 4K ProRes, and then you go to click the button, and you don't, and they're like, you suck because you bought the 128. You cheapskate. You don't want to be that guy, Ryan.
Yeah, I would be a little bit, you know, I'd feel ripped off at that point if I did. And yeah, I probably wouldn't do the research, but that's not the type of situation I'm in. I'm not going for that anyway.
So. Well, all you got to do is be watching Lou Later or reading Mac Rumors, and you get safe from this type of thing, man.
That's true. That's a good point.
You don't have to go down like that.
Well, maybe they'll make some changes. Maybe they'll get the feedback, and maybe they'll
and
add
just
something.
Put a disclaimer right there, on the order page.
If you're listening, Apple, you should probably make that
right
change.
On the order page.
It wouldn't take much time.
Tim's listening. He's our number one fan. Please, into the camera. That's your camera right there.
Oh, well, I'm just saying it's a quick fix.
But
it's a real quick
fix. Straight to Tim, that camera right there. To Tim.
Tim, you should make that change and add the disclosure. Disclosure or
disclaimer?
Disclaimer. Sorry.
Right on the order page.
You should. That would be fair.
Okay.
To the people.
Okay. Do you think Tim's going to respond to
that?
No. Okay.
There's no way. He's probably not even watching this.
No, I mean, he definitely is. He's your number one fan, so. LG now makes a 2,000-pound TV that costs $1.7 million, 325-inch 8K model. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, I'm just like thinking, how are you getting that around? Like that's how. Look at those people in the picture. That's huge. That's in a house. Like, how are you actually getting into the door? What? How? What's happening here?
You don't like the TV, right?
No, I love the TV, but how are you getting that into the place where you're watching TV?
I don't know how you're watching TV, but you should probably have 325-inch 8K panel.
How much is that, Will?
The price?
Yeah,
1.7 million.
Get out of here.
It's 2,000 pounds. It weighs 2,000 pounds.
I heard you. I'm not even concerned about the weight. I'm more concerned about how big it is. How are you getting that to the place where you're going to watch TV?
Well, you have a living room that looks like this.
You need a crane?
You have a living room like that.
Dude, that's enormous.
Uncanny.
Like, it's cool, but that's enormous.
I think LG hook us up for the studio, though.
It wouldn't even fit in here.
No, and over on the other side, we'll do another. We'll switch the Lou Later set, and we'll do it in front of that big display.
Okay.
And we'll open up the rest of this.
Yeah, well, ask them then. Ask them if they can send one over.
Okay, Ryan, do me a favor and look straight into this camera lens right here.
We can do this the whole episode.
And talk to LG and tell them. I'm about to silence this because people get very upset, you know?
No, that's fair. It's interruptive.
I mean, it's out of control. People get very upset. They say, excuse me, sir. You're recording a professional show. Ryan is in town of all guests. Yeah,
that's a fair point.
Possibly have. And then the thing is making noise. It's almost as bad as when Otis starts barking, which is another theme on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've mentioned Otis barking, he's definitely going to bark, right? Mm-hmm. Is he right here below you?
Yeah, he's sitting there.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Cool.
So now that I mentioned it, that's
he's sleeping, which makes it worse.
Yeah. So this is the key. One of those things is like, don't say it or it will happen.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, how does that work? What is the thing for that?
Yeah.
Once you say it, oh, damn, now it's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be a phrase for it. We'll think of it.
There's some kind of phrase for that. Okay, this is an enormous TV. 8K is great. 325 inches. I don't know. Can't start your own movie theater, Ryan. Then you can pay it off.
But as far as I know, and I'm not the tech expert here,
Ryan's
that would be you.
Watch party?
Yes.
You can't even play many things in 8K, right? It has to be formatted in 8K.
We're going to have to get the video files straight from Marvel and Disney.
They have 8K?
And you're gonna have your own movie theater.
Do we have 8K here?
What, in this studio?
Yeah, do we shoot 8K?
We have 8K capabilities.
But
I mean, this show right now, we're shooting 4K. On this, we have a multicam set up.
Okay.
But the camera you're looking to right there can shoot 8K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this camera right here. Look into this camera lens.
Where does it end with the K's? Like, you go 16 next time? Does it just keep going on?
The K's never end.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no end to the K's.
All right.
But
okay, but anyway, LG. Okay, LG, send us the big $1.7 million screen, please.
Yes. Oh, you did it into the lens.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the person that I'm talking to.
It's Mr. LG.
Mr. LG.
1,200 nits of brightness. Oh. 16:9 aspect ratio, but they're also going to sell a 32:9. So I guess there's some way of configuring this thing, whatever your needs happen to be. Like here you can see like an ultra wide setup. You get to watch multiple things because you can't decide in your house, right? Somebody wants to watch one thing. You want to watch something else. So you split it up. If you look at the first image at the top, they're watching like 7 different things. Look at that. There's hockey, snowboarding, skiing. They're watching every sport that's out there.
Could be used for stocks.
I think you could use Ryan. I think you could use something like this.
I'd have to try it out, I guess.
I think you should start picking out a spot for that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Today's sponsor, DoorDash. You know about DoorDash. Come on. If you don't, you better get it together. It'll make your life easier. When you're starving, DoorDash comes to the rescue. Just boot up that application and get some unbelievable food from the classics, from the brands you know, and the national favorites, or the spot around the corner that you've been meaning to try. Sometimes I'll even do the DoorDash pickup as well. The option is on there too. But actually, let me tell you, there's more to the story because now they're running around picking up some odds and ends for you. Maybe a few things you forgot at the grocery store. That can happen too. Have you ever pulled into your driveway after a trip to the grocery store only to realize you forgot a key ingredient for dinner? Well, now you have options. Get the groceries you need or a backup meal from your favorite local restaurant. That'll be delivered by DoorDash. They can get those household essentials for you as well. Get what you want to eat right now and right to your door with DoorDash. Over 300,000 partners, and you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from those national favorites, Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory. Ordering is very easy, and you can have 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you go and download the DoorDash app and enter the code LOULATER2021. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOULATER2021. Don't forget that code. That gets you your 25 points, and it lets them know that we sent you. Thank you to DoorDash. Our next sponsor is MeUndies. I believe it's the only sponsor that's on my body every day. I'm fairly certain at this point. This is some soft stuff. I'm very particular about what touches my body in certain regions. You understand that, Will?
This region?
Yeah, those regions right there. It's fall right now, and it's time to replace your water intake with pumpkin spice lattes and go out of your way to step on a crunchy leaf because it's the coziest time of year. You know what they mean, a crunchy leaf, when the leaf falls down, Will?
Yes.
And I don't know, you put something soft on. Maybe they even got those soft pants that you could put on as well. I don't know how cozy you get around there. I go for the boxers, obviously. I go for the classic stuff. And I don't even need that little button in the front, that style. I don't even need that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll see what I have in there. I got the fly on mine. I need access at different moments. I wear these things. My drawer is full of it. I mean, this is an easy one for me to recommend. Like I said, I've been through all the different stuff, all the different brands, and this one just gives me a little extra boost in the morning when I feel that texture, the micromodal texture. Give me a little boost. Imagine the softest thing you've ever felt. Now imagine that same thing, but on your butt. MeUndies has a great offer for listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. And MeUndies has a problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No questions asked. That's 15% off your first order plus free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/LOULATER. That's MeUndies.com/LOULATER. Or click the link in the description. Enjoy. Watch what happens when you try to drive a Tesla Model S Plaid under 7 feet of water. I mean, it's not going to be good, obviously.
Well, we would be trying that. Wink, wink.
Look straight into this. All right. Ooh, look at this. Off-roading in a, what is that, a GT2? That's insane. Don't do that. GT2 RS.
So, yeah, he...
Why is he doing this?
There's a YouTube channel about a guy who's dedicated in water traversing with a Tesla. So what he wants to do is go through that ditch that we saw previously and fill it up with water and actually go through driving a car through it.
Good Lord.
And hopefully it will survive. Mainly the Tesla. Oh. He's really interested in the Tesla.
Why does he want these cars in water? Is there more to the story here?
No, I guess for Tesla, he wants to show off the capabilities of enclosure in the Tesla.
Does he sell this product? Is that why? Like, his thing is to make your vehicle more water capable?
Oh, you're saying he's making mods?
I think he just wants to test it. So he added weights in the Tesla, and you can kind of see it's floating. He wanted to actually drive down, like have the Tesla weighed down so he can drive underneath.
Instead, it's sort of swimming almost.
Yes. So this is obviously a work in progress for him.
It's like it's almost like a Tesla boat right now.
As you can see, he's panicking because there's water that's actually going into the car, and you know, it's obviously not working. But he somehow manages to get across the ditch.
Wow.
It's just so chaotic.
It's very chaotic. And obviously, I'm missing many pieces of the story here. But if this is, I mean, that's captivating stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he's just trying to, you know, show off Tesla's capabilities.
Well, I mean, he obviously heavily modded this particular car.
So it breaks.
No, Will's saying he didn't mod it, right? Like he just added weights to it.
Yeah.
There's
he
no
just
modifications.
Added literal weights.
He did not mod it at all?
No. He just wanted to weigh it down. This is his, I guess, his first test. And there's obviously room for improvement.
Hmm.
But so in the resolution, he is able to drive it out. There are some software problems due to water damage.
Hmm.
But okay. He's able to at least drive it and not have it just completely destroy
like
the
filled
Tesla.
Up with water or whatever.
What
right?
is the title of this video? Driving my Tesla Model S Plaid underwater. Okay. Yeah. Well, man, YouTube really, it'll really mess you up in the sense that, like, my first question, oh, why would you do that? And then Will's answer, he has a YouTube channel. Like, that's the answer to so many chaotic things in 2021.
Well, shout out to the guy. His name is Chillin' with Chet. That's his channel.
Yeah,
go check him out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The dumbest idea was that.
Yeah, obviously there's going to be some people upset about this, but.
So obviously, you know, the car filled up with water. I mean, you're driving through 7 feet of water. It's going to be filled with water. So he's talking about there's some modifications that he will do for the next test, but he's still doing it. He's going to traverse underwater with a Tesla.
What is his business? What is the, is he a full-time YouTuber? Do you think he doesn't, there's no Tesla hack. It's mostly Tesla related. Tesla YouTuber. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So good for him. I like his content.
I get it.
It's really compelling, especially when you see a Tesla underwater. You don't really expect it to be there.
No, there. Yeah, they don't usually go underwater.
Yeah, in order to get that kind of attention on a video, I mean, especially if, you know, the channel's starting out or it looks fairly, you know, small.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out the economics because if there's damage done to the car, you got 600,000 views. Like, it's not really working out.
So maybe it's more of like a attention thing. Maybe you just want, just maybe he's growing, got tons of money. Who knows?
Yeah, he may. It may not be a big deal. He's building
his, I mean,
his
he's
audience.
In a suit.
No, he's definitely making a statement
he's
of some
a character.
Kind.
Yeah.
We're gonna see more for sure.
I'm gonna investigate.
Okay. All right.
Well. Yeah. I don't hate it. It's kind of like back in the day, you remember Jackass? It's kind of like that. You know, he's doing crazy stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, people watch it.
Maybe not quite as crazy.
Not like to the level of, of Jackass.
Yeah. The Lucid Air is the first electric car with a 520-mile EPA rated range. Yeah, I saw this. They say this thing is actually happening, which I've been curious about for a period of time because this one. I mean, you heard about this car before a lot of the other ones that now have been announced, and it's just taken forever. Cars, making cars is obviously hard. But we started to see that we're getting closer to proposed launch, and we have these really amazing figures, including 520 miles projected range. Lucid Motors Air Dream Edition has received an Environmental Protection Agency rated range of 520 miles, making it the longest range EV ever rated by the agency. That's big. That is a big claim, and it may be
the EPA
even more important than, say, 0 to 60 times for a certain, maybe most of the interested customers.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at EVs, it's like, okay, performance is nice, and this car does perform as well, to be clear. But then range is always a topic of conversation coming. What's your range? How's your range looking? But 520 miles, Will, that's a lot. That's a long distance in miles. And if you do a conversion to KMs for anybody on the metric, that's longer than many gas-powered vehicles. You're talking about 836 kilometers per charge.
Yeah.
So
it's very impressive.
Here's the thing, though. It's a luxury vehicle. With a luxury price tag, $169,000 for the Dream Edition. I don't know how many people in the market for that. I mean, I don't know. You can spec a Tesla to that price, but that's the very top end of Tesla. Mm.
And for a company that hasn't shipped a car yet, I don't know how many people want to take the jump on that premium version.
What would you rather have, speed or range?
Ideally both, but
no, one.
Here's the thing for me though, it's not my only car. If I got to go on a longer trip, I'm still taking gas right now because I'm not trying to reroute or do any of that stuff. So if you're asking me personally, I would probably say performance because I have a 10-minute commute. Mm. So it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Range doesn't really matter. But if it was my only vehicle, then I put range over performance. Absolutely.
I see.
For sure.
What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm 100% range. Okay. I mean, I don't really, the speed and the horsepower, that stuff doesn't get me going.
Let me read those specs right there, though, real quick. Okay, 113 kilowatt hour battery pack, 517 miles of range under perfect conditions, 20 miles of range per minute of charging, so it has DC fast charging. 60% of the range will be filled up in 20 minutes of charging. That's pretty cool. 1,080 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds, so you can have both.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter mile in 9.9. The price range 80 to 170. Of course, whatever these specs we're seeing are going to be at the 170. 280-liter frunk and a 32-sensor advanced driving assistance system, including cameras, radar, ultrasonic, and LiDAR. I mean, this is great. I love to see it. You love to see more competitors in the space. And you love to see these type of specs on electric vehicles. So I'm down.
Sorry, just quick question. Is Lucid, do they have anything coming off the production line right now? Or no, you can't even get a car?
No, nobody has any of these. I'm sure in this article there would be like a proposed date.
Right.
Okay. He might have to scroll down.
Just curious. I've heard their name a few
September.
Times.
Oh, wait, here we go. They say that they have built 100 near final quality versions at their new factory in Arizona. They're hosting a production preview in Casa Grande, Arizona at the end of September. So,
like soon. Okay.
Cool. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying soon. They're saying soon. We'll get one in the studio over here.
Mm-hmm.
They got a nice look to them. I mean, it's similar to a Tesla vibe,
yeah,
but
yeah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
England will be the first country to require new homes to include EV chargers. So how will they enforce such a thing? Oh, new homes, I guess. So builders are going to have to put it in. I don't mind that. I guess the cost of the house is going to go up ever so slightly, but it is a headache. It's a hassle to go in there and dig stuff up and have to put it in after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's that hard, actually. It's just like when you put a hot tub in, you just retrofit everything. They just go in, they put the, you know, I think it's not that difficult.
I think they're trying to reduce the friction altogether with getting electric
vehicles. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I get it. For sure. New house is easier, just like anything. You put a new house in, it's easier to wire something. But
It's placement too. It's kind of strange, but
that's
like
true.
At my new place, they're trying to figure out where is the optimal position to put these things.
Mm.
And different cars have different placements. So Teslas, for example, you charge at the back. My car, you charge at the front. My car has charging ports on both sides. Some are only on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you change vehicles frequently, the thing could be in a terrible location. You're running a cable all the way around. Plus, in England, the difficult part is the design of the communities, the houses. You might not always have a garage, right? You might have limited parking space. So they really almost have to plan the community because it's a different density and all the rest of it around how people are going to charge their vehicles. It might not be quite as simple as here where, you know, the typical home has a similar style of garage.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. That's a good point. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how Ken Block's Hoonigan team builds a real-life Halo Warthog vehicle. Now,
that's pretty cool.
That's something I could see you in, Ryan, right there.
Well, weren't we talking about this other day, that there is a production vehicle coming up that's supposed to look like this, like from one of the big car dealerships? I thought
Kirk was
saying that.
Yeah, you were talking about
Bronco.
They were going to do like a sort of like a Raptor. I mean, it's not going to look that crazy.
No,
you can actually buy.
Right, just have that vibe to it maybe.
Yeah, that was the rumor. So it looked, I mean, cool look to it still.
It looks very military.
Well, this is all speculative, by the way, but that, I mean, it really does sort of look like a Raptor with a, in an SUV form. But this.
Yeah, that's like a replica of the Warthog from Halo.
1,000 horsepower as well. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. But that's what these guys do. Now, talking about YouTube channels, these dudes, I've been watching those Hoonigan guys and Ken Block forever. And they've done some amazing, built some amazing cars. But usually it's all about speed. I mean, they're building race cars, rally cars. This time around, I mean, it's an off-road beast. And it's a replica of the Halo vehicle. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Did they drive it in that vehicle? Or did they drive it in that video?
Not in this vehicle.
Vehicle video. Yeah. Oh, they're using it as a prop. I see. I'm sure it drives. I mean, they say it's 1,000 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
So it was for the Free Guy movie premiere. By the way, did either of you guys see that movie?
No.
Mm-mm.
Ryan Reynolds. I heard it was pretty good.
I like Reynolds. I'd watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just saw people on Twitter talking about it. I don't know. I know nothing.
I know nothing either.
I know nothing. This rapper surgically implanted chains into his scalp. I think Ryan can go first on this one.
I don't know where to start. This kind of stuff, like, kind of irritates me, to be honest with you. Like, to this extent, I mean, it's over the top. It's really over the top. What's the point of it? I don't get it. Maybe it's to, I don't know, the Guinness Book kind of thing, or...
Sorry, he's 23.
I got nothing else to say.
Mexican rapper. His name is Dancer.
So I presume.
Dancer?
Ryan,
like a dancer? Mm. I love it.
I presume that it's actually very straightforward.
Okay.
That this process here is, I mean, for an individual who's trying to be a rapper,
mm-hmm.
that this process here is an opportunity to get more eyeballs your way, including ours, including Will's, putting this article into the show. People are going to know this guy as the guy who has chains for hair.
Wow.
Right? It's like pretty instant.
Wow.
It's like instant.
Oh my goodness.
Notoriety. And I'm not saying you want to be known for such things, but it's hard to launch a career, man.
All right. All right. Fine. I'm going to have a second take on this.
Go ahead.
I guess I will say one thing. If you're going to go to that extent, you might as well go nuts like this guy. Because you are going to get a ton of attention. Like, you know, you're not just going to do, like, the earrings and the nose and, like, a few braids of hair.
Yeah.
That is a whole thing right there.
And people have already done all the tattoos. I mean, they've tattooed everything.
You got to level up.
Where do you go next?
I don't know where you go after that. I'm sure someone will come up with something, but...
Do you think he ties it up in a ponytail if he's cooking or something?
I don't think it stays there permanently. I bet you the implant has little hooks.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's a good point.
But there's a lot of the threads there.
Yeah.
You would probably have to
imagine,
do it one by one.
Imagine you have one anchor point and it's like a wig, but the wig is chains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a bracket or something. Yeah.
I mean, unless we can find any evidence that it's different than that.
But isn't like real gold is heavy, right? Like that's got to be really heavy.
Well,
did
they
head.
Say that it's real gold though?
I was just assuming because you can't do
I have
something
it
like that.
As a hook that is implanted in my head, and that hook has hooks, and they are all hooked in my skull under my skin.
Whew.
The truth is I wanted to do something different because I see that everyone dyes their hair. I hope not everyone copies me now. Yeah, so that's it, man. You're trying to stand out. We live in this social media space now where it is so hard to stand out, get attention. It's like everybody's posting all the time. So he's just going his angle. He's like, all right, I'm chain guy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, isn't it enough that maybe he's just a really good rapper? Like, I just don't know where it starts and stops. For me, anyway, that's just my take on it. I know there's a fan base out there for everybody, so
I think
no hate.
I think there's tons of good rappers out there that you'll never hear of because they never break through because there's so many people making noise.
That's a good point.
Everybody needs a gimmick.
But do you think that this... you know, potentially puts him over the edge. At least it gives him an opportunity.
He got
to get
the article.
There.
This is hypebeast.com.
Maybe we should listen to one of his songs later. Let's check him out.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one.
By the way, I'm not saying it's for me or for you.
No, I'm just curious.
I'm just giving you the case for it, the marketing case for it. That's all.
It's all curiosity for me.
Nothing says refreshing like a can of cup noodle ramen flavored soda.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting.
Sure.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Seafood.
Okay, if you had to pick one of those four, by the way, there's the original cup noodle flavor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a seafood noodle flavor, a curry flavor, and a chili tomato flavor. If you had to drink one, I know which one I would pick.
So I'm guessing the regular is the chicken?
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming the same thing as you. I say correct as if, like, I chose the article. But, correct.
I would guess that, too. Yeah.
Which one are you guys drinking? I already have my pick.
I'm taking the chili tomato.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Yeah. As a drink, it's the closest.
I'll try a curry. I'll be bold. Why not?
Well, it looks the most like Coke.
Yeah.
Which is sort of helpful, but either way, I just can't. You know what? I shouldn't pass judgment on it, though. Like, sometimes weird things end up working out, tasting good. So
it's not a huge risk to try it. You know what I mean? Like, things like that don't bother me because, like, you can give me anything, really, and I'll try it out if it's not, you know, going to kill me.
So it looks like this has to do with the 50th anniversary of Cup Noodle. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating 50 years of cup noodle instant noodle soup this month by selling four flavors of ramen-flavored carbonated soda. According to Sora News 24, as well as a tweet from the company, there's a basic cup noodle soda, seafood, I would try it. I would give it a sip. It's a, very low risk.
Yeah, exactly. I'd try them all.
Unfortunately, it's only in Japan. So if there's any Japanese listeners in Japan, please send it over.
Oh, okay.
I'll do a taste test.
Yeah, we'll have a fun game show.
Ryan's all about the taste test.
Blind taste test. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Big taste test guy.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Willie Doo's on his way out the door here.
Thanks, Will.
Who knows? Maybe we can get Ryan back one more time.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you say, Ryan?
I'm
you
up for it.
Real comfortable over there.
I'm doing great.
Maybe we'll have a cup noodle or something.